Well, I'm going to ask you to stop now. You won't have finished. Well, I'm going to talk to the marketing directors now, so marketing directors get ready. I just want to hear how you're thinking. We need to listen to each other because you may get some great ideas here. Even if you haven't finished page 33, and you won't even have touched upon page 34 yet. Page 34 is what you need to complete when you get back to the office. So if I'm in your shoes thinking, you know what, we really struggle with this in our business. We don't have a client acquisition strategy. We just run around trying to get clients. There's no strategy there. I would sit down as a team, or if it's you, just then quietly yourself, work through 33 and 34 until you've finished the pages. One of the things I learned from my mentor, it's the 10th question that you really struggle with. So he asked me the other day down in Winchester, how do you think you could solve this problem? And I gave him an idea. I said, I want a second one. Gave him an idea. And he kept going on at me until I'd given him 10 answers to his question, how do you think you're going to solve this problem? And the best answers were number 5, 8 and 10 were the best. And if he hadn't kept pushing me, it would never have come out ever in conversation for the rest of my life. And we looked at those and thought, that is brilliant. And so when you get back, I'd work all the way through 33 and 34. But let's see how you're thinking. Let's just have two marketing directors talk to us about page 33 and what their teams come up with. Come on, Ian, you're first.
£79.99.
That's right.
That's how much the dress cost.
Is that right?
Is that what your question first?
Not quite. Okay, take me through your strategy. Target market first.
Okay. Our target market, narrowing the niche medical professional market down to a specific type, is GPs age 50 or over.
Right.
With investable liquid assets of 250,000 or more.
Okay.
Living within a 15-mile radius of the office.
Right.
Sorry, how far?
50.
1-5.
1-5, yeah. I'm the marketing director. I've been directed by the MD on that.
So we know just to buy that.
Any questions?
So, Kate, with your marketing director, this is really quite interesting. Why have you caused him to go that type?
Basically, because we want this group of IFAs, this team of IFAs, to be the number one. So, if they start small, they can always expand.
Right. Okay. So, how has that all those descriptive points helped in that objective? Why 250k? Why 15 miles? Why?
Because we need a certain amount of assets under management so that we can get the recurrent income that we want.
Okay.
Over 50, they're already earning the sort of type of salary that we want to be dealing with.
All right, got you. Mm-hmm. If they're 35, they wouldn't have accumulated that much.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. Can you see the logic behind the way they're thinking here? What is the other problem with not being this specific? With not being this specific. Yeah, you become one in generality. But now think about them out there. What's the problem?
They don't think you're talking to them.
Yeah. They can't hear you. And I fight with all of you, and have fought with all of you, and with every IFA I meet, who does not want to be narrowed down into a niche. And they, you know, I see the discomfort all over your bodies as I talk that in the early days of our relationship, until finally you switch on to the fact, if I don't do that, they can't hear me. They just can't hear that I'm talking to them, because them is too vague, and they won't hear you, so how the heavens are you going to attract them if they can't even hear you speaking or communicating or articulating? Brilliant, thank you. You want to go further down the page, Ian?
Sure. The, moving on to the problems of the target market, the GPs, is that they generally have no time. They're often very disorganised financially. They have no structured plans in place. They find it difficult to build trust up with someone to give them advice.
Right.
And to understand their unique circumstances and objectives as a GP.
Right.
And to someone, most GPs tend to be stressed and distressed because they're in obviously a very pressurised and often vocational type of occupation.
That's an interesting statement. What evidence do you have of that?
Well, I've got 10 volumes of due diligence in a briefcase I could show you, but just from feedback of dealing in that marketplace.
Right.
That's what they tend to be. They tend to be very overworked. And the disorganisation, as I say, they often don't have time to sit down and look after their own affairs. And even in some cases, a lot of it's on their own health. Yeah, and you could extend that further. Alistair will say more about another niche market, physiotherapists. Often have bad backs because of the type of work they do.
Right.
You think that a physio would be the person least likely to have a bad back.
Interesting. What has Ian not discussed in the problem sector? What's he not mentioned?
Purposely. Financial services.
Yeah. Brilliant. It's not about you, it's about them and their world, not about your world. That's brilliant. Not a mention of a pension or an NHS, this, that and the other. That's not what they worry about. What's the suicide, where do doctors fall within the suicide ranking of the UK professionals?
Just behind life coaches, I thought.
Just after luck. All right. I think they're second or third, which supports Ian's comments. I love
that. More ready access to the means there, so that may be one of the reasons that they're there.
Yeah, they are stressed and distressed. Carry on, Ian. What's next?
Okay, so what we've discussed their problems, now what we're looking for the solutions, or what are they looking for? The outcomes of dealing with you, what's going to turn those problems?
Vintage port.
Those threats. Vintage port.
What's that?
Vintage port.
Vintage port. That solution.
What we thought they would be looking for is peace of mind.
Right.
Of having somebody knowledgeable. Okay. To look after their financial affairs, to put into place a structured financial plan for them based on engaging them in the process and concentrating on what they want, not what we want, but what they want as the objectives.
Mm-hmm.
And then working backwards, hopefully then to improve their lifestyle.
Very
not
good.
Not necessarily improve their wealth, but their lifestyle, because it's out of balance.
Very good. Now remember, they haven't met you yet, so you have to be able to articulate all of that before they've even met you, ever. Not face to face in a networking meeting, anything. They've not even met you. So your question whilst he's going through all this is, how does he communicate that before the meeting? This is marketing, not sales. Okay, so why you? Why would they come to you automatically as opposed to the next IFA down the road dealing in the medical profession?
We're specialists in that specific market, so we're listening to them and not any other group.
Okay, I'm a doctor. How do I know that, Ian? I've not even met you yet. And frankly, they all tell me that. All the IFAs dealing in the medical profession tell me.
Bringing some more generic marketing in there, you would build a brand, a strategy built around.
So tell me right now, today, why you now?
Okay, well, we understand their needs.
How do I know that when I haven't even met you?
Through the marketing material that we provide, and moving on, how will you prove that? Testimonials from the peer group.
Okay.
You know, using maybe some form of, built into the fee schedule, some form of money back guarantee if they're not satisfied.
Okay.
So that initial concern about, I don't trust financial advisors, why is this guy any different from the others I've dealt with in the past?
Yes.
Or worth saying, okay, well, we'll put our money where our mouth is. If we can't deliver the things we say we can deliver to you, and you're not happy with the service,
yeah,
the people you're money back.
Built-in guarantee.
Built-in guarantee.
So, reversal of risk there. Good. We could spend really the rest of the afternoon doing this, and indeed we've spent three workshops just on this subject, but what was interesting about Ian and Kate's summary, Kate's team and Ian's summary, was how he kept it away from him and his IFA practice. He kept all the, it's about how they perceive me, what their problems are, and it's very clever, thank you. Here's what doesn't work in this arena. See the question, why you? You might want to take your pen and write the word differentiation. Spell it any way you like. Differentiation. Different. Now, you're not going to like this comment, but I am absolutely secure in the fact that it's true. Your integrity, your ability to empathize with their needs, your way you communicate in the meeting. Thank you. Thank you very much. The fact that you're trustworthy, the fact that you tenderly care about them and they know that when they've met with you, that you genuinely do that, none of that matters at this stage of the game. I'll tell you why. How many IFA conversations do you think I have where those qualities come out as why you? 100%. So, in the eyes of the world out there, what do you all look like and sound like when you start communicating that message? Exactly the same as everybody else. So, whilst that's true about you and the way you behave, it doesn't hack it as a method of why you to the stranger out there who wants to be attracted to you. It simply doesn't hack it. They've not even met you yet. That is not a method of differentiation of a business. It's a method of you. And we're trying to separate you from the business. Yeah? This is not about you. It's about you creating a vehicle where everything happens, as Richard said, whether you're there or not. So you being charismatic doesn't hack it. You being honest or have high integrity does not hack it. You've got to inject all of this into a vehicle that then can say to the world, this is why we're different. And that stuff, true as it is, simply doesn't work. That's a given. You better be honest and have high integrity, or why would I ever bother dealing with you? It's a given to them. It's not a reason for coming to you in the first place. So don't get lost in that one. Whilst it's true, it is a given as a financial planner. You have to be honest, you have to have a high integrity, you have to be empathetic with their needs. Otherwise, why would I ever bother dealing with you? To me, that's a given as the perspective. Does that make sense? So don't get lost in that one as part of your marketing communication. It just goes right over the head and they ignore it. Well, of course you are. What else would you be? What, would you say I'm dishonest in your marketing strategy and we don't have any integrity here? What else would you say?
I think the issue is, David, though, is that the public size from reading the press, the impression is that in our industry, commission, hard sell, pressure.
Yeah.
Not giving quality advice, that sort of thing, really. So I think that's possibly why we tend to steer down that particular route. Really.
You're reacting to all of that. But you know what? What else would they expect you to say? What would you put in the communication material, I'm dishonest? I don't have integrity? I don't care? Well, you know, they look at it and say, well, what else would you say? It's a given. So putting it in your marketing material, particularly on your homepage and your website, is a complete waste of time. It simply does not hack it. To you it might, because of all the flack you get, but to them it's irrelevant. Yeah?